producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is just a terrific idea, and Sarah has already taken that suggestion, not only to heart, but to phone. So I'm not even going to mess around except to tell you the phone number, 855-993-7569, and go directly, without stopping, go to say hello to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Well, how can I help you?
So I just had kind of a weird scenario. Back when I was living with my, at the time, boyfriend, who's now my husband, was living with his mom and stepfather in a small town. And in the bathroom that only me and my boyfriend used, one day we discovered a hidden camera. And lots of pieces and variables went into the aftermath of that, with me not knowing if it was a neighbor, if it was his stepfather, and the detectives in this small town. I'm sure he wanted to help, but I don't think they really knew how, or maybe they didn't have the manpower or other things were going on, and we weren't a priority, I'm not sure, but we've never found out who it is. And for about a couple of years after that, we didn't really speak to the stepfather because I was sure it was him, even though we never found out. He never agreed to a polygraph or anything. And in that time, we had our first child and got married. And we went to a therapist, me, my husband, and his mother and stepfather. And she, after a few sessions, basically said that she didn't believe that his stepfather did it and that I need to find a way to cope with it because she just thought that she felt that she trusted him just by kind of analyzing his body language in therapy. So now here we are 5 years after that, and I'm still really anxious to go there. I have three kids now with my husband, and I don't want them there. And I just need help. I guess my question is, I don't want to break my mother-in-law's heart and say we can't go there anymore, but I know we're crying.
How long did they live?
I don't want to go there again.
How long had they lived in that house when you moved in with them?
Before I met my husband, and by probably, I don't know, 10 years.
Do you have any idea how old the camera was when how did you discover it?
So they semi-finished off the basement for us so we could move in. And so there was sheetrock and floors, but no ceiling. And so I don't know what kind of caught my eye in the mirror, but in the mirror I just saw like a big sheet of duct tape. And I kind of looked, and lenses have that little red glare. And something just kind of hit my eye, and I turned around to look at the corner. It was like kind of sitting behind the sheetrock up in the rafters a little bit. And I just noticed it. And I pulled a chair in the bathroom and stepped on it and looked. And, of course, I started crying and called for my boyfriend. And we brought it to Radio Shack in their little small town. And the guy had no idea. I didn't know what it was. We ended up turning it into for evidence. I have no idea. It's like with the police station still. I don't even know if they have it, but I'm not really sure.
So before they made the downstairs into a bathroom for you, what was it?
Just an unfinished basement.
Is there any possibility that the camera was down there as part of like a burglar protection kind of thing?
No. It was like a wireless camera. Like it would have needed a receiver. So it was like you could fit it in the palm of your hand.
Did you ever find the receiver?
No. And then for power, it was like there was, of course, outlets in their bathroom, but of course you can't, if you're hiding it, you don't want to plug it right in by the mirror.
That is true.
It was like running over the wall, over the bathroom wall, into the utility room and plugged into the outlet back there where all the storage items were, Christmas, Easter stuff. So,
did your father, how long did you live at the house with your boyfriend, with your mother and stepfather? How long were you actually there?
My mother-in-law. We were there for a year when I found it.
Okay. During that time, had your stepfather ever said anything or did anything that you found uncomfortable or overtly sexual or flirtatious or anything of that sort?
I never felt uncomfortable around him. And then, you know, in hindsight, there was probably like one incident where I had shorts on in the summer, and I feel like I'm a fairly modest person, so they weren't super hiked up or anything. They're just normal shorts, and he made a comment about his, you know, the little puppy they have is jumping on my legs, and he's like, oh, the puppy, you know, likes your legs, and kind of laughed. I was like, oh, okay. Like, that was kind of weird, but I don't know. I just,
well,
he's
that,
always
you know,
a quiet person.
Right, look,
so
at this moment, I think you're really never going to know, because
right. I understand that.
So the point is, if you're never going to know, and it sounds like his behavior was really pretty neutral. I mean, if somebody is going to do something, if he's going to be a voyeur, presumably there's going to be other kinds of behavior. I mean, that's a pretty limited behavior.
Okay.
It's kind of tacky, but it's pretty limited. And okay. I mean, who knows at this moment? I mean, it could have been a joke. I mean, I don't know what the circumstances were before you guys moved in.
What do you mean, circumstances?
Well, I mean, that he's got an unfinished basement, and if he felt like you know, kids were going down there to smoke pot or something. Or he felt like there were rodents down there or something. I mean, you could sort of conjure up some reasons to have a camera in a space that's uninhabited if you wanted to. I mean, having a camera in a bathroom is a little harder to kind of rationalize.
Yeah. And they had finished it since then. So, I mean, if you were going to put up sheetrock, you would know that I don't know. Yeah, I'm sorry. But
I'm just saying, look.
I promise you, it was specifically put in all the space that we live in. The whole basement, we had a room, a living space, and a bathroom in the basement, and it was finished so we could go back to college and whatever. So definitely we never had friends over. It was very, like, a respectful.
No, I hear. I don't think he was. I'm just saying, if you know, it seems to me if I were gonna put a camera up someplace. I mean, I know in college they put up, Porky's or something that they had a thing in the woman's shower room. But if I were gonna be a voyeur, I could probably think of better places to put a camera if I really wanted to catch people in naughty positions. I'd probably put it in a bedroom or a closet, or I guess a bedroom rather than a bathroom. But nonetheless, I'm just, you know, I don't have a good explanation about why it would be there or who would put it there or why it would be there. But, yeah. I mean, I think you're faced with a dilemma of either having to build a case essentially out of, at best, circumstantial evidence, and which is going to limit your interaction with your mother-in-law, which is going to create a problem with you and your husband sooner or later. And so what if you, I mean, if nothing else, there's no indication, it seems to me, of pedophilia here. I mean, so the idea that somehow your kids would be at risk seems to me non-existent. And it sounds that his behavior was really above reproach during the time that you were there. And if nothing else, if he did, because there's only two possibilities, either he did it or he didn't do it. If he did it, he's certainly been put on notice that it would not be tolerated again. So do I think that you'd be unsafe at this moment? And no, the stakes are too high. I mean, if he did it, he did it surreptitiously. He wanted it to be a secret. So the likelihood of him doing anything else again, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Let me, can you hang on for me for just a minute? And let's go through.
Yep.
All right, what your options are here? Because I really want to give you some behavioral options that will make you feel a little more comfortable, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sarah, who, how long ago was this, Sarah, that you were living there?
How long ago?
Yeah.
This happened 7 years ago.
Okay. All right, so here's the deal. Realistically, one of two things is true. that either he did it or he didn't do it, right? Those are the only two possibilities. Mm-hmm. If he did it, I mean, again, I don't think your kids are at risk because there's no indication of pedophilia. You were essentially, you're a college kid. I mean, you're a grown up, certainly physically.
Right. Right.
And the only thing I could think of, other than, I mean, it's a really tacky thing to do, is the thing I mentioned is Porky's, where it's kind of one of those staples of adolescent boy comedies where they're drilling a hole in the wall between the boys' bathroom and the girls' bathroom at summer camp, or they've had some indications in the last decade or so of people doing it in dressing rooms and stuff like that, and it's usually viewed by men, I think, as adolescent pranks and childish and stupid. As women, not very comfortable. I mean, you know, it's spying on somebody. It's an invasion of privacy, and it's at very least tacky. So, I mean, if he did it, it would seem to me it's got to fall into one of several categories. Either adolescent stupidity, and again, where there's no other indication, he didn't bump into you or ask to wash your underwear or just have you sit in the front seat with him and your boyfriend sit in the back. I mean, he didn't make a pass at you. So right. It would seem to me that it was somewhat limited, pretty stupid, maybe a joke to begin with. And they didn't know how to get rid of it or unplug it or whatever. But it's in terms of danger, I mean, in terms of irritation, understandable. In terms of danger, essentially non-existent and doesn't fall into any particular pattern of behavior that's going to make you uncomfortable with him going forward. If you decide that this was whatever, I mean, however you're going to rationalize. The second is he didn't do it. And the question is who did? I mean, there's the possibilities are probably
endless.
Yeah. Including, I suppose, your mother-in-law and/or your husband. So it would seem to me at this moment, the question is not who did it, because I don't know that you're ever going to know. The question is what benefits you the most in believing? Ideas are for using, not believing, right? We're not talking about an epistemological view of the world. We're talking about, okay, is there a way I can rationalize this so it doesn't cause me any grief or any more grief than it's already caused me? And it would seem to me
that's what I've done the last 5 years. You know, we've been busy having children and moving and starting careers. And then I don't know if it's like knowing that I'm done with having kids now and life is slowing down or what, but it is like an anxiety I cannot shake.
All right, let's look at that.
And I don't know how to do that, and resentment towards his family.
Okay, wait a minute. Don't go off the deep end on me here. Okay?
If we wanted
to assume, because you've just given me a really interesting piece of information. You said for 5 years it was okay. It's not okay now. And the major change in my life is I'm not having kids anymore.
It wasn't okay, just to clarify, for the last 5 years. It was okay for everyone else.
It wasn't causing you major anxiety.
No, it was. I was very anxious going to their town, their small town, where everyone knows each other. I was very anxious having...
Let's look at the anxiety. From whence comes the anxiety? If we assume that it was stupid or a prank or even that it was voyeurism, what risk did he present at that moment to you or to your kids?
When we're together just for a family function or something?
Whatever.
Is that what you're asking? Okay.
Yeah. What would be the cause of your anxiety?
I guess discomfort. I don't know.
Well, but discomfort is another...
I don't know. It's like a...
Well, but let's look. And the whole thing about anxiety is it's quite often an unexamined fear. However you want to look at it.
I'm having flashbacks of like, it's hard not to think about the things I did in that bathroom and what he may or may not saw.
What did you do? All right, well, first of all, what did you do in the bathroom other than what everybody else does in a bathroom? Was there anything in particular that you did in a bathroom that would be uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like sexual things. Mm-hmm.
Okay. then let's look at that.
So I don't know if it's on, like, the Internet, like, other people's stuff has been on the Internet or not. I don't know.
You're afraid that he put stuff on the Internet?
Maybe. He was kind of mad that we moved in, but it was something my boyfriend's mom thought would be really great for us, and it was. We just had to pay for our tuition. It was great.
Okay, but that wait, I got it. I got it. But that was 7 years ago. If it had been, if he put it on the Internet, don't you think there would have been some indication that it was on the Internet by now?
I don't know. I haven't really looked.
Well, look. I mean, look, Sarah, if I listen very carefully to this room.
Yeah, maybe I just need to, like, put some money into that and sign up for some stuff. But, I mean, I did look, but you have to pay for subscriptions to almost everything, so I just haven't.
Well, and the question is, what is it worth to you? I mean, and I'm not arguing, that's not a rhetorical question. But look, Sarah, you've made up a whole scenario here based on very, very little data. You've decided, and the interesting thing that I get to, and I don't think it's completely coincidental, that you're feeling, it's not that he could have a picture of you in the shower, and it's not even that he could see you in the shower or in the john or brushing your teeth, but, and presumably most of us go to the, you know, I suppose we go to the bathroom when we don't even close up, but most of us, I mean, if you think about it, people going to the bathroom is now a staple of comedies. I think it's more tacky than, certainly not very erotic. So you presumably were dressed, brushing your teeth, I don't know, call me silly, I don't think that's very sexy. So it really boils down to two things, in the shower or your sexual behavior.
Right.
And it sounds to me that it's not the shower that's bothering you, it's sexual behavior. And I agree that somebody, that sex for most of us is private. But what it sounds to me your concern is that maybe it's not that he was watching, which is tacky, and presumably he'd have to monitor it a fair amount of time. I don't know how much time he spent in the bathroom, but most of us don't spend all that much time in the bathroom. He'd have to be able to monitor without your mother-in-law knowing it. He'd have to do it discreetly enough so that nobody else was going to know about it. So you're talking about a fair number of constraints on this situation. And when it comes down to it, it sounds to me it's not so much him, but is there any possibility that he uploaded? Is he good at computers? Now, this was 7 years ago, and the technology was a little less sophisticated. I guess people, what they had before Facebook, I don't even remember what the name of it was anymore, MySpace. I mean, you know, so...
Right.
Half the stuff that was online 7 years ago doesn't even exist anymore. And so, look, you have to remember underneath all this, I'm a psychologist. And when you're talking with me about anxiety, about being in the bathroom, it comes down to sexual behavior. And we're talking about anxiety now of not having any more kids. I don't think those two are unrelated. Let me put you on hold, which is probably going to be one of the most uncomfortable holds of your life. But I'll be back to you in just a minute. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Sarah, who has had an uncomfortable experience of discovering that her bathroom, when she was living with her soon-to-be mother-in-law and stepfather, or I guess he'd be a stepfather-in-law, I don't even know what that term is called, there was a camera in the bathroom, and she sort of moved out, got married, had kids, and still has a difficult time around her father-in-law. And I'm saying that at this point, if he had a camera in there and there was any malevolence, if there's anything past just, you know, adolescence, blind, stupid stupidity of tee-hee, you're giving them an awful lot of power in your life for no particular reason, that you weren't committing any crimes, you weren't doing anything illegal, you weren't doing anything immoral. The assumption that that somehow he was savvy enough to put it up on the internet. First of all, if there was anything connected with you on it in 7 years, presumably it would have come out. I mean, you would have had some indication, if there was any indication of who you were. I don't think your kids are at any risk at all. There was no other aberrant behavior that was manifest. And, I mean, as I said, I don't think you'll ever know. And therefore, what makes most sense for you to be able to, at best, neutralize this? Because it's causing you pain now that is somewhat out of proportion, isn't it? I mean, it's... The camera didn't even exist anymore. Excuse me, it was investigated. If he did do it, it certainly, presumably, put the fear of God into him. I mean, the police are investigating. The whole town, presumably, was if not knowing about it, that, I mean, the likelihood of him doing anything going forward, I mean, he'd have to be literally nuts. And there was no other indication. He'd have to be so out of control that the consequences would not matter to him. And that doesn't seem to fit the pattern at all. Therefore, any present or future risk doesn't exist. The fact that you're feeling more uncomfortable about it now than you were, why did you decide to stop having children? You had enough? Did you have your tubal ligation? What's the deal here for babies?
Oh, we just... decided early on in our marriage that we wanted three, and we have three.
Okay. How old is your youngest?
Just over one.
Okay. Are you a stay-at-home mom? With three kids under seven, you probably are. Or what are your plans going forward? What's the highest level of education you've achieved?
I have a bachelor's degree. I was a teacher, and so that's on hold.
What do you want to do in the next, say, 5 years? Do you have a 5-year plan?
I mean, yeah, stay home, I guess, until the other one's oldest. But yeah, when he's in school, to go back to work, I guess.
Here's what I'm going to suggest here. I think at some point you need, and I don't know was there any molestation in your past? Was there any aberrant sexual behavior before this event?
No.
Okay. You're never going to know. I'm never going to know. The only person who's ever going to know is the person who put it up there, and... You'll never have enough information to be certain. You can be suspicious, but you're never going to be certain. There has been no other indication of aberrant behavior from, sounds like, anybody, but more importantly and more specifically, your mother-in-law's husband. Therefore, what I would do, I think the only way to really neutralize this is to focus on things that don't make you feel like you're a victim, which means your kids, your future, your education, the things that are important to you. Because, again, one of two things is true. He either did it or he didn't do it. I think the likelihood of him posting it someplace is not very high, just because it's been a long time. And even if he did, which sounds unlikely, there's newer stuff. So, you know, the internet is ever changing. We have a hard time finding things that we posted 2 weeks ago. And my crew is sophisticated. They are computer savvy. Computers are much more intricate and technologically advanced than they were 7 years. We can't find things we put up 2 weeks ago. So the likelihood of it being a throbbing presence on the internet, I don't think exists. And therefore, how do you feel less? The only thing that I can equate it with, which may help, is if you have a bachelor's degree, if you've been married for 6 or 7 years, you're probably in your either late 20s, early 30s. Presumably, you've had at least one friendship that you felt somebody betrayed you, that they, and I hate to use the word, but it's useful in this particular context, that they, you told them something to keep in confidence, they didn't, they weren't the person you expected them to be, but there's a reason to maintain, if not a close relationship with him, at least a civil relationship with him, a polite relationship with him. And that's what I'd use as the model. I think you need to focus more on what you want going forward in your life, who you are, what your skills are, number one, because I think that will ground you. Number two, to view him as, at best, I mean, if he did this, it was an adolescent stupid thing, and I'm sure he got the fear of God put into him when the cops got involved. So he's no longer a threat, if he ever was. And sort of neutralize. It doesn't mean he has to be your best friend, but it means you can treat him. You don't want to give him the power that you're giving him at this moment if he did it. And if he didn't do it, then you're putting your relationship with your mother-in-law and your husband and your kids' grandparents at risk for no particular payoff. I mean, it's not like he was a pedophile and you're protecting your kids. It's not like you're even 80% sure. It's one of those things that is irritating, unknowable, uncomfortable, but bottom line is not very important unless you give it a lot of importance. And so that's what I'm really suggesting is neutralize it. You'll never know. So focus on other stuff. Focus on you, on being the person you want to be, having the life you want to have, helping your kids to grow up into wonderful human beings, working on your marriage. As far as I'm concerned, what I would do is just treat him with a charming distance. I mean, be stupid and cheerful around him if you want. Your mother-in-law presumably innocent in this, even if he did it or didn't do it. If he didn't do it, obviously everybody's innocent. Even if he did, presumably she didn't know about it. So there's no payoff for you having the behavior that you're having. And I know you can't help your feelings, but you can help your behavior. And if you change your behavior, you change your feelings. That really is a feedback loop. So decide going forward, I'll never know. Let me assume for purposes of my stomach lining, he had nothing to do with it. He didn't know anything about it. That one of his friends came over to help one weekend at help sheetrock and thought it would be hilarious. He didn't know anything about it. And what he did know about it, he didn't know how to, you know, to neutralize it. He had nothing to do with it. And therefore, I don't have to treat him as my best friend, but there's no reason to treat him as my enemy. There's no reason to be anxious around him. He presents no threat to me whatsoever, nor to my children. And the only threat that he... Sure. The only threat that he presents is undermining your marriage and your sense of well-being. And that's your choice, not his. All right. Sure. What's your question?
So I've been doing that the last 5 years. So if it's creeping up on me now, I mean, and I'm going to counseling, would you just suggest I keep going? We talked about maybe just distance, like move out of state and maybe just like not have.
No, I don't think that's going to do it for you because it's not, at this moment, it's not about him. It's about you. I think if you're in therapy, I think what you need to be focusing on is widening anxiety now.
Okay.
And it would seem to me that you've already nailed that, which is I had a specific role that allowed me to kind of hide from the world. I got to be the mommy. I got to, in 7 years or 6 years, I've had three kids. But I'm an educated woman. There's a world out there. My kids are not going to be babies forever. So that can certainly cause some anxiety. But the real issue with the camera seems to me to be the sexuality that you expressed in the bathroom. Deal with that in therapy. Because that seems to me the issue. Not the camera, but the sexuality and what that means, what that meant then to you was that, and the issue would seem to me of the camera is only because, you said something really interesting. You said, I'm pretty modest. You know, I don't wear really short shorts. And my guess is that outward appearance of modesty has a difficult time in your mind reconciling with the sexual behavior in the bathroom. Look at that in therapy.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I must tell you, as a psychologist, we live for that. Oh, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it turns out that yesterday actually was National Women's Day, which we talked about IHOP. My friend said, how could you do that? He said, that he thought it was really fair because there's not an International Man's Day. And I said, every day is International Man's Day. So yesterday was actually International Women's Day. So there we go. Over half the world's population. I suppose that's one of the reasons we don't really do politics around here. We don't do racial politics. We don't do sexual politics. We don't do political politics. sort of try and... This is the Kumbaya show. Can't we all just get along? All right, there we go. On this day, in 1841, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the United States versus the Amistad case that Africans who had seized control of the ship carrying them had been taken into slavery illegally. And the only reason I know about the Amistad case is probably the most reason most people do is the movie. Did you ever see the movie?
Yes, I did.
Demon Honshu.
Yep.
That was the first time
it
was terrific in that.
Spielberg.
Pardon?
It was a Spielberg movie, yeah.
It absolutely was. It was a terrific movie. I'm sure it's available on Netflix, and everybody should go watch it today just because this is the day in 1841. In 1842, the first documented gold in California was discovered at Rancho San Francisco 6 years before the California Gold Rush. Do you know the Gold Rush only lasted for something like, I think, 8 weeks or something like that? It's very short.
Really, that's all?
Yeah, it was a very short period of time. 1933, FDR submitted the Emergency Banking Act, the first of his New Deal policies. This is a big deal. In 1959, Barbie made her debut at the American International Toy Fair. And this year, they issued Barbie, not with... with a burqa, but with a head covering. First Barbie. Which I think is... Barbie has been one of those toys that has really, really adjusted to the times. I did a story. One of my favorite programs of all time was a couple of years ago when I think Hasbro, is who makes Barbie, announced that Barbie and Ken had split. And I did, I sort of went on the air and I said, look, in my term on the air, I've had to break a lot of news stories that were really heartbreaking. And my only justification for doing it is to say that I'll tell you the bad news, but I'll help you cope with it. And that it was my responsibility to share with you that, you know, a famous couple that all of us had invested in heavily in their longevity and their love and their commitment to one another had split. And for the next 3 hours, I took phone calls about people, and it was wonderful. People said, well, that Ken was just a plastic guy and with no real maleness about him, which means somebody had looked into Surfer Ken, that Barbie was really, and Madge were really going to be an item, and they had been at the San Francisco City Hall applying for a marriage license. And, I mean, it was really fun. So Barbie has been part of my career as well. On this day in 1961, Sputnik was launched carrying a human dummy, who was not someone I have dated, named Ivan Ivanovich, demonstrating that the Soviet Union was ready to begin human spaceflight. And I just saw a documentary, which we're probably going to do It's Broken, Let's Fix It on, about alternative energy. And what they were saying is that we need the same kind of high-level dedication that Kennedy, in 1961, basically, said, you know, we're going to reach the moon within the next decade and put all the resources of the government in terms of emotion and energy and hiring and money and exuberance and priorities behind it. And we did. I wonder if he would be able to do that today. We have such a divisive kind of government at this moment, but it was really inspiring. And even what we know about Kennedy today that we did not know then was still an inspiring thing to do. And on this day today, in this very year, there's going to be a solar eclipse. The problem is that you're going to have to be in the Pacific. So if you're on a cruise, then you're probably able to see the solar eclipse, which are really very eerie events, whether you've seen one in your lifetime. There are certain things that I think everybody should see in their lifetime. One is an eclipse, a lunar eclipse, and a solar eclipse, one of each. You can't look directly into them. We all know that from elementary school. A space launch. I would highly recommend if you ever get a chance to do a space launch, do it. And do it not watching on television, because the aperture on a camera can only open so wide, and your eye is much more sensitive, and you cannot believe how bright a launch is. And you have the indication that it might be just because of all the photos we've seen. But seeing it in person, a whole different ballgame, and the sound wave literally moves you back. It literally hits your chest and For a Moment You Can't Breathe. It's an extraordinary event. If you ever get a chance to do one, do one. Night launches are kind of interesting as well. They're a whole different experience. I'm trying to think what else you should see. Niagara Falls and Grand Canyon and things like that. But those are events that you can go to at your leisure. The other ones you kind of have to plan around. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. A hot air balloon ride, I would highly recommend. I'm trying to think. Maybe we should put up, what's on your bucket list for events. We've done something similar to that, I think, haven't we? Seems to me we have.
But. Yeah, we have.
But a solar eclipse, a lunar eclipse, and a space launch. So there you go. Chipotle's in trouble again. They just can't catch a break, can they? The norovirus concern.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why they're having more problems than other people, because they are the most successful chain. I think of the last several years, they've had the most growth. They've leveled off a little bit, but it just seems like they can't catch a break these days. They had the E. coli for a while. Maybe they're just not as careful as they should be. Maybe they have a corporate policy that's not as careful as it should be about bacteria and viruses. But you'd think with the scares that they've had that they'd be really careful about it. I don't know. Poor Chipotle. Have you ever gone to Chipotle? Have you got any time recently?
Not recently, no. But I've eaten there on several occasions.
Well, they have the model. There's a pizza chain that's trying to do the Chipotle model, mm-hmm. which is made to order very quickly, and they just put all the stuff on it, and it's they have really super fast ovens, so they'll cook in like 2 minutes or something.
Right.
So you can use that Chipotle kind of model.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if their sales have been hit by it. My guess is they have, just because people get... Salad bars were off everybody's radar for a while because of the E. coli and the spinach, remember? I don't know. You try and do healthy? I don't know. Maybe we should just all be eating cheeseburgers, bacon cheeseburgers. Not 855... Anyway, just a thought. 855-993-7569. Give me a call. I'll help you with whatever's on your mind, whether it has to do with salad bars or cheeseburgers. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.